Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back here. Getaway Friday, May the 21st, 2021. 13 and a half minutes past the hour in studio with Angie Evers. First hour, trying to figure out the twisted story of Marion's founder, Eber Baker, who apparently lived to a ripe old age in those days, 84 years old. He lived in the 1700s and 1800s, had a few kids, had a couple wives, and got sued. By the state of Ohio for selling liquor. And they called him Father Baker.
I'd never heard that before.
And we don't know where Father Baker's buried.
I'm guessing on Corey Street.
Anybody have any thoughts on this whole Eber Baker scandal? 740-383-9944. And you have a new twist on John Grimm, the tree man buried out on Cardington Road.
Right. I was reading, there's this website, roadsideamerica.com, which is where I originally seen the story about John Grimm. And I actually read the whole story, and it said that they had talked to somebody in Marion. Well, he was actually from Waldo, a veterinarian. And he said that his father had told him that John Grimm's brother had actually killed him. They were on their way to, Cardington? About some, I don't know what they were doing, business. And they stopped along the road overnight, and for whatever reason, the brother killed him. Which, I guess that probably makes more sense than a tree falling, but...
And just buried him right there?
Yes.
On the property. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got an easy way to figure out if anybody's buried over there. Ground penetrating radar.
Oh, now do you have one of these devices?
No.
Oh, darn.
I think I did.
We were close.
The college may have one.
Now, what do you think, though? Because right now, this is speculation that's dating back, 150 years now? Where do you think he is? Just knowing we've laid all the facts out, what do you think?
I really never give it much thought. I mean, if he's supposed to be over there on Quarry Street, and then he donated that land to Quarry Street, that marker in the Marion Cemetery might be symbolic.
Oh, and that...
The story I got on the Quarry Cemetery was that there was people buried in there that died of the plague.
There were, and that became a myth as to why the Quarry Street cemetery was shut down. That wasn't it. Yes, people were buried there who had the plague, but once you die, the plague dies with you.
They were in the little bitty fenced off area, the one that mostly gets vandalized.
Right, but the whole cemetery itself, there are houses over there, and I'm not sure if those houses were built on what was the cemetery. I don't really know.
The only way I know to find that out is to look at the land maps from whatever year he donated that land.
Well, what I'm confused about is...
I'm sure those houses over there weren't built probably before the 40s, because that area down there... Well, I know as far as Park Street was a stone quarry. There was a stone quarry in there.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest problem is that Marion's Historical Society came late. Didn't come till the 60s.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure, like when Quarry Street Cemetery closed down, I'm sure they had an office at some point, and I'm sure they had books, and I'm sure they had where people were buried, plots. I'm sure they had sold plots. I don't know where those books would have went. I mean, there was no historical society in those days. There was a city, there was a county, so I wonder where the Quarry Street Cemetery books ended up.
Maybe somebody's attic.
Well, you know, that's maybe, because...
If you could put a feeler out on Facebook, you might come up with them.
Well, it's just, it's strange to me, because this would have been a very symbolic cemetery, because it was maybe the Marion Cemetery. Prior to, this is why we don't have Civil War people buried out in the Marion Cemetery, because they died before the Marion Cemetery really was up and running.
Now, I once visited a graveyard back off of 23, just before Norton. There used to be a fort back there, and me and a friend of mine went back there. This is back in the 80s. And we found Civil War gravestones back there.
Well, and I believe in Quarry Street, there, what's left of the tombstones, I believe some of them are Civil War.
Yeah, you probably, I would think, at least the Ohio State, I don't know about Marion Tech, but I would think at least the Ohio State might be able to get a hold of a ground-penetrating radar to investigate that.
Well, here's my thinking on it, and this just goes beyond the fact that there are no records. The reason I think this would have been difficult is because when Eber Baker died in October of 1864, number one, in those days, it was pine box days, and number two, he didn't have much money, which the article just said, and number three, they didn't embalm people in those days. So when they would have went to exhume him, which would have been many years later, I don't know how they would have known who they were picking up.
Yeah, because there would have just been bones and there was no DNA back then.
Right. So I mean, they could have picked up somebody's bones and dumped them in the cemetery over there in Marion. But I can't see that, and I know the reason that Quarry Street was closed. Now, this is what I had heard. It, you know, the cholera thing is what you get, but it was drainage was the issue. Was that it? You know, it would flood over there, and you don't want a cemetery flooding.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived here all my life, and I've been around that area for a lot of years before now. And I don't remember that area over there really flooding. I mean, it could have at one time.
Well, it may have also been a sewer issue. You know, our sewers are a mess.
Oh, yeah. They're totally outdated.
And, you know, some bodies could have came floating up. That happened down at Lake Erie. That wouldn't...
That
wouldn't have surprised me.
I heard Charlie talking about that once.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
There's also a cemetery out there on Campbell Road that I believe has Civil War burials in it. It's a family thing, I think, or somebody owns it, and you have to get permission to go back there. You have to be related to somebody back there to go back there.
Well, what I've never understood about Quarry Street, because I've been following this one for a while, it all got dusted up a few years ago. Every so often, somebody would talk about it, but a few years ago, I'm going to say, I was already in radio, so it's been the last 20 years, somebody did a story from the Star during Popcorn Festival time, because people used to park on it. And this person with the Star thought that was really bad. I think I know who it was, but I'm not going to say the name because I don't remember exactly. But there was a story, and I went over there at that time, and there was no fence. And that, I believe the city eventually put a fence up so people wouldn't park on it anymore. But what I can't figure out is that who owns it? Because if the city owns it, which I'm guessing they do because they put the fence up, then why aren't they doing something to put a historical landmarker up there or clean it up? Or if there is nobody left, like it's claimed, why not just...
Well, you would think if they closed it and they would have moved, you think they would have moved everybody in there. They would have had records somewhere telling them where everybody was. But like you said, you can't find any records.
No,
Hampton Records.
And I'm not sure what year it closed. You know, I'm looking here at an article. This article is so faint that I'm not sure what year. Let me see here what I can get out of this and see what year that cemetery might have closed. This article is from 1983, but it doesn't really say. It does say the thing about the drainage issue, that that's why they closed it. And that the cholera thing was true, but it was a myth as to why there was such an issue over there. But it doesn't say when it closed. It does say Eber Baker was buried there and other people, but it doesn't say revolutionary soldiers. Maybe it wasn't Civil War. Maybe it was revolutionary.
Wow, that's way back in the
1700s. Yeah, because... it says, tombstones within the fenced area may not represent actual graves. They may be the final resting place for the stories. Oh, that's just a quote from somebody. But it doesn't say anything about when it closed, so I don't know. I know they said 200 people were buried there at one point. What's that?
When did the Marion Cemetery open?
The Marion Cemetery opened, I believe, sometime in the 1800s. It might have been like around 1830, I'm thinking, which that would be why Civil War veterans were... Oh, here we go. Does that say 1837 or 1857? The Marion Cemetery Association was formed, and a new... Does that say 57 or 37? There. Do you see where it says the year?
It looks like 1857.
Okay, 1857. And Eber Baker died when? 1864? So the new cemetery was already...
existed before he died.
Yeah, so that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't he have just been buried out there?
I was thinking they started the Marion Cemetery, got it up and going, and then closed the Quarry Street Cemetery.
Well, that sounds a little...
Marion Cemetery.
Yeah, now that doesn't really jive, though.
Because, no, it does not.
Because 1857, I guess, is when they got the plans to do the Marion Cemetery, but Eber Baker was buried there in 1864,
So you would think, or are you thinking that the Marion Cemetery opened somewhere between 1857 and 1864?
I would guess it did not take them 8 years to start having a cemetery. I would think that's not difficult.
No, I wouldn't think so, but I mean, it would have to be, you know, if they got the plans to start it, then they'd have to lay out the plots.
Well, it's interesting, though, that our...
planning.
If that's...
Tell them.
If that's true, though, 1857, that means that anybody who died in Marion before 1857, which would include your Revolutionary War people, there would be nobody buried in the Marion Cemetery from the Revolutionary War. They'd all be over in Quarry Street.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing that our Revolutionary War heroes and our founder are over, possibly, under people's houses in a grave. I mean, they're at least... I'm not saying we have to... somebody should have kept those books. I mean, after 1860...
Yeah, some of the houses over there have basements.
Well, so, you know, I would think that the city would have those books in one of those file cabinets somewhere uptown.
The county or somebody should have them books. They're stashed away somewhere.
They have to be. And my guess would be is that, you know, you're not going to redo all the graves, but you could at least put a sign up over there. Marion's Revolutionary War heroes and founder Eber Baker are buried here.
Unless the family wanted them moved. I mean, that'd be the only thing.
I just can't see them exhuming over 200 people. That's a big project, and those would have all been, again...
Well, they do it for the Indians when they built on the Indian reservations, and it was a burial ground. They moved all them.
But don't you think somebody, newspaper, would have covered that 200 bodies, especially the founder of Marion being moved?
Yeah, all that information has to be stashed away in an archive somewhere.
Well, the Marion Cemetery has records on everybody buried there. Why don't they have it? I mean, they wouldn't have him being exhumed over in Quarry Street, but they would certainly have the date that he was transported over there.
Especially if some of the people in Quarry were moved over to Marion.
Right. And Marion Cemetery has told me, told this article writer in 1980, they have nothing.
Strange.
Yeah, it is a mystery. That's a weird mystery. So we'll keep...
I would think the county would have somewhere buried deep in a basement in an archive. There's got to be something.
Well, we'll see what we can... Maybe somebody will call in. I know some people...
That's what I said. Put something out on Facebook. I mean, Facebook's a big thing. I don't use it myself, but Facebook's a big thing. You never know what'll turn up.
Well, I thank you for calling in tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The unsolved mystery of Eber Baker continues. Now we've got some dates. The Marion Cemetery Association was formed in 1857, which means I'm guessing the Marion Cemetery opened before 1864. Eber Baker died in October of 1864 and was buried in Quarry Street. And there are no records of him going to the Marion Cemetery, so there you go. Does anybody know anything? 740-383-9944. Information is what we're looking for.
So, I'm reading here, it said this Paul Midlum did a survey of Marion County cemeteries back in the 1970s and 80s, and he published a book called Cemetery Inscriptions of Marion County. And it says, he writes that the cemetery has gone by a few different names, the Old Marion Cemetery, Pioneer Cemetery, and the Quarry Street Cemetery. And it says, as the city's oldest graveyard, it's also the final resting place of a number of historically significant people, including members of Eber Baker's family, as well as David Potts, a Revolutionary War veteran. So, and then... I was reading on, and do you know of a Mike Crane?
No, who's Mike Crane?
So, I guess he has a collection of old Marion postcards. So, there's a picture of what the cemetery actually looked like before. Like, I'm assuming it says on here, the old cemetery, Marion, Ohio, established 1823. And it says, and remains of, how do you say that? That bacteria.
Cholera?
Yeah. It says, victims of 1854 still rest here. And there's a picture, like a postcard picture of all the gravestones.
But it, But see, now the cholera epidemic in 1854 would have been 10 years before Eber Baker died.
Hmm.
So he would have gone in that cemetery knowing that's where a lot of the people with cholera died.
So, but maybe this Mike Crane knows, since he collected postcards, and he has a whole website. So maybe he knows Marion history. Maybe you should look for him next.
Well, I think the problem is going to be, if there nobody's alive from those days. So the problem is going to be, unless somebody has the books, the transfer papers... I mean, who would do that in those days? Who would dig somebody up and train? I don't even think they did that back in the 1800s. Because the bodies would have been old pine boxes and no preservatives.
I mean, maybe they had their names engraved on the outside of the box. Maybe they just dug up that box.
I don't know. I just can't figure. I mean, what funeral home was he at? I mean, I know these funeral homes don't date back, but where do those records go or come from?
I don't know. I mean, don't you think that the Historical Society would have stuff? There's also, this says, there's a book titled The History of Marion County, Ohio. That probably talks about it. Do you think?
Well, I just can't figure out why myself or the writer for the Marion Star back in 1980, nobody can find anything on this transfer. I would think if you're closing down a cemetery and transferring the founder of Marion to a new cemetery, which you make a big deal about, then I think you would cover that or have some kind of documentation somewhere.
What year did his daughter
die? That, I mean, it says they were put on the daughter's plot Well, what year did she die?
I'm sure if you looked it up, you could find it.
Well, what does it say her name was?
Was it Lydia?
I think Lydia Sargent. Apparently, she's out there by the Merchant Ball.
Have you ever read the book Spooky Marian?
I have. I think I had the author on at one point. Yeah, Lydia's daughter, Lydia, married noted local jurist Judge Bowen. The Bakers were parents of three sons. But they're on... Yeah, it's... what's her name? Mara... She has a weird name. Baker. But Sergeant. That's where he's buried. Wonder where... I don't know. Baker lived long. He's out there on the Sergeant plot. Which is his daughter's plot. Yeah. Baker Sergeant. Anything on her? It's called the Summit Lot.
The Summit Lot at the Marian Cemetery?
Apparently, it's right near the Merchant Ball. All right. Looking for information on Eber Baker here, 740-383-9944, and the big grave mystery, 33 minutes past the hour here. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944.
What'd you say that lot name was again?
Sergeant.
The Sergeant Lot?
The Summit Lot. The Summit Lot in the Marian Cemetery is allegedly where Eber Baker is. Now, apparently they moved his wife, too, Lydia. Lydia Baker, his first wife.
To the Marian Cemetery. From...
So they say. So they say. Now, did they? We really don't know. No record of that. At this point.
Who knows?
Well, that's a mystery. You know, you would think that somebody would have figured this out by now, the founder of Marian... Time's flying by here. People are dying.
People are dying.
Well, people who might have a connection to these people. You know, it's possible that if he died in 1864, that there could be people around who possibly knew his kids or his grandkids.
Right. That is right. I mean, you just...
He had five of them, three boys and...
Somebody would have stayed in Marian.
Well, I'm sure he's got descendants somewhere.
In the Marian area?
They didn't call him Father Baker for nothing.
You said he had five kids?
Five kids, three boys and two girls.
Well.
And he almost went to the pokey.
What was the outcome on that?
It didn't say.
They didn't say.
There was also a story at one point about one of his daughters. I can't remember. Does anybody remember the story about one of his daughters? She had gotten into some legal trouble. I don't remember exactly what it was. But one of his daughters, I think, also got into some legal trouble. And I don't know if it was a divorce or something like that. But back in those days, that was a huge deal.
Maybe she was brewing alcohol, too.
Well, she might have been, but you know, this... Why, if you're the founder, would you lapse into such... But you see, there you go. He was a poor man, but he was an entrepreneur. Kept him going for 84 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't know of any other interesting Marian... I haven't read any of those books, like Spooky Marian, or... That's your job, to read the books, and then you can tell me about them.
Eber Baker might be roaming over on Quarry Street at night.
We're going to check it out, though.
He's probably over there, big gregarious guy like that.
We're going to figure it out.
Death wouldn't stop him. And then there's all kind. You know, we're still in the time of Carrie Phillips. I believe she died in the early 60s. Nobody knows. Did anybody know Carrie Phillips? Could have. She didn't die till the 1960s.
Well, her grave's at the Marion Cemetery.
Right. I mean, these mistresses of President Harding, they get some publicity.
So, was she really young?
When she died?
No. Like, when she must have had the affair with him.
No, I think she was a little younger than him, but not much. She just lived along. I think she lived into her 80s.
How old was he when he died?
50s.
Oh, he wasn't old.
No. No, he had a heart issue. He died in the office.
I thought he died when they went to California or somewhere.
Right. He was still president.
Because he had enemas.
See, yes.
I pay attention.
Yeah, but he was still...
That's what
Mrs. Harding
Florence
said.
Harding said.
That's right.
Yes.
And then she died, I think, a year and a half later.
Yeah, that's sad.
She had a kidney ailment.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
We'll never
They're
know.
All dead now.
It'd be interesting to find out details. I can't believe, though, I've never heard of that Grimm story before. That just blows my mind.
This is why everybody should have a tombstone.
Hmm.
Just remember that. When you're planning out your final doings, just remember you need a tombstone because years from now, people will be out there looking around.
Well, you can, when I die, you can donate my body to science, and then when they're done doing whatever to it, then I guess you can bury me.
Well, I want to be up in Brush Ridge.
Oh, I'm going to be in Clarendon.
Well, we won't be together.
Well, that's sad.
That's too bad.
Too bad.
You'll be out in Clarendon. I'll be up in Brush Ridge.
Maybe we'll see each other somewhere else.
I want it on my the voice of Marion. Why am I in Brush Ridge?
Why are you there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, because my family is buried there.
Yeah?
Some of them.
I'm just going to take my dad's plot where he was going to be buried.
Now, he's not going to have a tombstone?
Well,
he should.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to talk to Mom about that. But I think we decided when... Hopefully in a long time, when my mom passes, we'll probably put Dad with Mom. But Dad was cremated,
But isn't Dad a lot of places?
Probably. He's even in my home.
There you go. So he's been around.
He has.
So what's left? We'll go with your mom.
Right. I think that's what we decided. But so, I don't know.
So he will not... go anywhere until many years from now.
Right.
Right.
A long time.
Right.
You hear that, Mom? A long time.
So, he will not be... Like, if somebody says, well, where's Radio Charlie Evers' grave? It's just, no.
Nope.
It's lost. It'll be like an Eber Baker thing.
Right. It'll be a mystery.
It'll be a mystery. Where is he?
Right. So, you know, it would be neat to do, like, a scavenger hunt. And then, we could do a microphone for a gravestone.
Born in Bucyrus, star in Marion, buried in Clarendon.
Right. I'm sure he'd be okay with that.
Now, why buried in Clarendon?
Well, that's where they lived.
See, but I live in Marion. Should I be buried here?
Well, I guess you can be buried wherever you want to be buried.
Is there any other family over in the Clarendon Cemetery?
Well, he'll be with my mom.
See, I thought that cemetery was out of business over in Clarendon.
Oh, no. People are buried there all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a small area.
Not really. I mean, I wanted to take you to the cemetery.
Well, I see it when I drive by
right.
out there.
But we have to go in an adventure in the cemetery.
Well, I'm going to be in Brush Ridge. And I'm going to be, I don't know, conversing with the people out there at Brush Ridge.
Okay. You think you guys just, like, maybe make a little tunnel and then talk to each other through the
Well,
caskets?
You know, I think, and my family's all over the place. You know, and now my mother thinks she's going to be cremated. Well, who knows where she'll end up?
Why wouldn't she end up in Brush Ridge?
Well, because there's confusion. Because her family, well, her father's still alive, and her mother is buried in Brush Ridge. But her husband, my father, is buried in Caledonia. But her current husband is not dead, but has a plot, I think, in another cemetery. So she doesn't know where to go.
Oh, I would just stick with the original family.
Well, which is what? Your mother? And
probably.
And when her father dies, we don't know where he's going.
He hasn't told you?
Oh, no.
Really?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care?
No.
Huh. Well, then why wouldn't you put him in Brush Ridge?
I don't know if my grandmother would want to be around him, because they got divorced after 50 years.
Right.
And his family's all over in, like, Ada and Alger.
Well, maybe put him there. With his family.
Well, again, so where does she go?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Well?
See, that's a problem when you have more than one husband. When they die on you like that.
Then she just gets cremated and then she sits on your mantle.
Oh, no, she doesn't. Oh, no. See, I don't go in for that, me keeping anybody's ashes. No. I don't want any...
You wouldn't even keep my ashes?
No. No. I don't want anybody in my house. See, once you have no pulse, it's over. We no longer have visitors. You know, you got to have a pulse to come in my house.
Huh.
I just am not into that cremation. I mean, it's fine for people who like that. And I know my mom thinks she's going to be cremated now. And I think they're trying to get grandpa cremated. You know, everybody wants to save a buck. But I just am not into that.
Well, do you have your gravestone and do you have all your burial stuff paid for? That way you know what's going to happen to you?
I have a policy. I don't want to get into it because I don't want somebody to bump me off. I have not told the beneficiary who it is yet. But that I want part of that money, like the $5,000, to go to putting me in the Brush Ridge. And giving, not a big tombstone, just a normal sized one. But not one of those flat ones. I want one that sits up.
A sitting up?
Yeah, you know the ones that stand up?
Oh, okay.
And I told you, on the other hand, I should have lived. That's what you put on there. Or, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. I won't be back after this break.
I like that one better.
Yeah, that's what you do. Or is the caller there?
Right. Are you there?
Are you there? Hello?
Right there.
Hello? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So you're going over to Clarendon, cremated.
No, well, I don't know. I think I want to donate my body to science.
Well, that you get it back.
Well, I know, but I don't know about, you know what? You can plant me as a tree. You can, you know, have you seen them tree pods? You can just use me as like fertilizer and I can make a tree grow.
People, here's what people don't understand. I think, see, when you're dead, you're dead. It's over. But people don't understand. See, all that falderol after you're dead is about the people who are still here. You know, of course you don't care where you're going to be buried. You're dead. But people might want to come and visit because they feel, you know, when somebody dies, like my mother, I said to her about Mother's Day, I said, what'd you do today? I went to the cemetery. See? That's what people do.
Okay, so I got it. I want to be buried.
What'd you do for Father's Day?
In the ground.
Father's Day's coming
grave.
Up. Huh?
Went to the grave.
Well, actually, there is no grave.
I don't have to go to the grave of my father. He's in my bedroom.
Jeez Louise.
On my shelf.
So I was in your house one time.
Yeah?
Charlie's in there.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's nice we can still visit after he's gone.
It is.
Oh, and I've been out to your mom's house.
And he said, Dad wanted to sit there with us in the living room on the mantle. with the dogs.
Well, I feel bad that I didn't say hello to him when I was out there last time.
He's probably very hurt.
Well, I'll have to speak to him next time.
Yep. Dad would like it if you would talk to him and tell him hi.
Well, I'll do that. We got together quite a bit.
Yep. He would like that.
I don't go to the cemetery for anything.
Well, I'm going to take you to the Clarendon Cemetery so you can see it.
Well, you drug me. I hadn't been to the Caledonia Cemetery for years. And I went out there and I showed you where the people were buried.
You did.
I know where the bodies are buried.
It was very cold that day.
It was cold. And but you were desperate to go out there.
Do you remember, where were we at? And we traipsed through, I don't know, like 4 foot of snow to find a grave. Where were we at? Do you remember that?
That was Brush
where
Ridge.
Your grandma was.
Yeah, Brush Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really snowy that day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was a lot of snow on the
ground. I don't know why you wanted to meet these people. They're dead.
Yeah. I like cemeteries. I think they're neat.
You haven't met Grandfather yet. Yeah, he's still alive.
Right. I'd like to meet him while he's alive.
Yeah, well, the clock's getting dim on that one. No, he's in good shape last time I saw him.
Since I have never had a grandpa, I'd like to at least meet your grandpa.
I've had one long term.
Yep, I've never had one. Well, I mean, they were gone before I was born.
This bodes well for my life expectancy. The men in my family seem to live a long time.
Well, that's good. I just don't know if I want to live a long time.
Oh, I do.
The big R.
Big resuscitate.
And I'm a questionable, depending on my state.
Well, it'll all depend on if you're married at that time or who you leave in charge of your stuff. I mean, who would you leave in charge of your stuff?
Well, I mean, my kids. Oh, there's...
Well, it's your kids sometimes, but if you're married, they'll ask your spouse.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess my kids are on everything right now. Well, Brandon, he's 21, so, like, he can make decisions of whatever.
I'd be glad to do it for anybody, because as I've advised people, you need to have an impartial person pulling your plug. Because if you put somebody who's involved with your life, they will be emotionally involved, and when the moment comes, they'll have a difficult time.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's always true.
I don't know. I've seen that an awful lot.
I mean, I think it's true in, like, families. I think families can't always agree what needs to be done, and everybody feels like their way is the right way. But, I mean, I think if you talk to one person about this, and you know and you trust that they will do what they want you to do.
Well, I've been that for a lot of people. Because people knew I'd get it done.
Yeah.
And I got it done. Whatever they wanted, I saw it was done.
Well... I mean, that's good. You gotta have somebody.
You do. You gotta have somebody. And I have volunteered to help people with this.
I mean, I don't know if I'd volunteer to help.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, there's only a certain few people in my life that I would do that for.
Yank their plug?
Yeah.
See, I don't want anybody near my plug. I don't even want anybody close to tripping over my plug, falling on the plug. I want that plug in. What else do I got to do?
Well, I don't know, but, I mean, if you were in a lot of pain or suffering, like, I mean, would you want to still lay there in pain and suffer?
Well, I don't know that I'm in pain.
I mean, if you were...
I'm probably asleep.
So you don't think you would know?
No, I need a good nap. Just leave me there. come visit every so often, say hello. Perfect.
And you would want like the life support breathing for you?
Sure.
What, for years?
Where do I gotta be at that point?
You don't think that would be harder for the person to, like, somebody to come and take care of you for all those years?
They don't have to come every day. You can put me in the home.
Yeah, but if you were just laying there on life support.
Well, yeah,
the machines were the only thing that was keeping you alive.
Right. People don't have to come. I won't know it.
I don't think I'd want to burden people.
I think that's the perfect time to burden people. Because I won't know. So there's no guilt involved. See, once the plug's out, you can't... Oh, we should have left that in.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's over. That's all, folks. See, I don't need that. What do you think? Should I leave my plug in? Does anybody want to go on the memorial tour? The seats are filling up. There are only 12 seats. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Marion's Magical...
But are you going to do this
memorial
around...
Memorial tour.
Are you going to do this around Halloween? Like, as a spooky thing? Or just a tour?
Well, I'll probably do it every weekend.
Oh.
It'll become a regular thing. 12 people every weekend. It'll probably be booked for years.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Waiting list.
Wait, did you used to go on the Christmas light tour?
No, I don't think I ever did.
When the city buses would drive around and show you all the Christmas lights in town and they'd sing Christmas carols and...
No, when did this go on?
Gosh, I was a young girl.
Well, see, that's a nice idea. What happened to that?
Well, I don't know. Dad used to take us on it, and the city buses would drive around, and they'd show us all the pretty Christmas lights in town, and...
Is this discontinued? Did they give this up?
Yeah, they'd sing Christmas carols.
Oh, see, I would volunteer to do that. I could bring Santa Claus with me.
Oh, yeah, that was a memory I always had.
Oh, see, I would... Now, that's perfect.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know
and
Santa.
I think there was, like, milk and cookies or something after. We had cookies after. Like, it was a big production. They did that for many years.
Now, where do you have milk and cookies at?
Well, after you got off the bus ride.
They just threw you to the curb and gave you milk and cookies?
Well, yeah. Well, I probably didn't drink the milk, but...
You know, I could get Mr. Jingling, too, Santa's favorite elf. He's got an eye that goes all over the place. He could keep an eye out for traffic. He can keep one eye on you and one eye on traffic. He's a guy you want to have around.
Yeah?
Mr. Jingling.
Interesting.
Do you remember last year when Santa sat down at the Christmas party and blew his belt?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, we laughed a lot that night.
Oh, that Christmas party was a hoot. And I had that mask on. Oh, couldn't breathe, but I was having a good time.
Did we wear a mask then?
Yeah, at the Christmas party.
Gosh, I can't even remember.
Because that was a bad time for the pandemic.
So, I mean, are you excited that they're lifting the mask things, or... A little nervous.
Well, I think with 35% in Marion, it's going to be trouble. So I feel bad for the people, 65% who don't have it. That's a lot of people who are going to be in harm's way, big time harm's way. So I'm a little worried about it. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Are you taking phone calls?
I am.
Eldon Phillips was the person responsible... And he got on the city buses, and I guess we probably did that. It was probably about 3 to 4 weeks. They did it before Christmas and went all over Marion, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that took those bus tours.
Really? Yeah. So what happened to Eldon?
Well, Eldon eventually passed away. He was probably in his 60s or maybe 70s when he kind of started it. And he passed away many, many years ago.
Do we know why he started it?
I just wanted to, he was probably talking to Charlie, and Charlie said, we need something like that.
Yeah, could have been.
And Eldon was he was a good promoter of the community, and yeah, that was Eldon Phillips that started that. He did it for many, many years, and it was something that that the folks in Marion really looked forward to. I took the Christmas lights tour many a time.
Really? Now the city buses, I mean, how would they arrange this? Did you have to sign up or something?
He probably handled all that. It was just, you know, you'd meet at 6 o'clock or 6:15, and you got back at 9 o'clock. These were like 3-hour tours. I mean, these weren't just, you know, short 20-minute excursions that went all over Marion County, and I think might have even gone into Morrow County.
Wait, was this like the 80s or 90s?
Yeah, about that time, probably mid-80s to mid-90s.
Well, that's interesting, you know. Now, that would be, this Christmas parade downtown has been a little hard to revive, but that sounds like something that I think people could get behind again. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it was Eldon Phillips that started that.
Eldon Phillips. Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now, we got the story on that, Eldon Phillips. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. I think people really enjoyed it.
All right, the mayor's on Tuesday. I'm going to talk to him about this.
Yep.
I'm going to do the memorial thing on Halloween, and then we're going to get this Christmas bus tour back and rolling. So, I mean, I'm sorry, bus drivers. You're going to have to drive 3 hours extra every day. But, you know, we'll give you some milk and cookies or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was cookies or something, and then... It was just, I know we did it several times, so I always remember doing that when I was a kid.
And then you just sang the whole time.
Yeah, I remember singing Christmas carols on the bus, and I do remember that guy that he was talking about.
Was he there? Was it just like one city bus, or were both of them? Or four, how many are there, four or five?
Oh, they probably ran several buses. I can't remember. I mean, I was young, so I don't really remember.
Did you have to pay to get on this thing?
Probably. You probably had to have tickets. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to talk to the mayor. You know, I'm going to see if we can get this thing driven back through city council.
Yeah, it was neat.
Yeah, we'll call it the WWGH Christmas Holiday Lights Tour with me and Santa Claus.
Now, are you going to get on there and sing and
well, I'm going to be right there.
Time?
Well, sure. I'm going to bring Santa Claus with me, and I'm going to tell people the history of Marion while we're on this thing.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
And we'll drink eggnog, and it'll be nice because if it's snow outside, we can put a fruitcake on the front of the bus, and it'll push all the snow away. Nothing will stop us.
Yeah.
We'll get through 10 foot of snow.
Right.
What an interesting night this has been.
Very.
Good night, Eber Baker, wherever you may be at this point. We're going to find him before Memorial Day. And we got a big thing coming up here at the station next Friday. Tune in next week. We're going to tell you about it. Friday, next Friday, there's going to be a big thing going on here. You know about this? Not at night, but well, maybe at night too. I don't know yet. Going to be a big thing.
Oh.
Stay tuned. For Angie, this is Scott. Heading
to the dugout.
To the dugout. From the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take